cobbled alley, four boys kick a football in the rain. One shoots at a goal painted on a brick wall. He scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four, now in their 30s. Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. As they go into a pub, the Admiral Nelson, Hodge cuffs the landlord, a fat, bearded guy with glasses called Warren, around the back of the head. Warren sticks a sign on the door. Great night out. Daz lies on the sofa at Colleen's house, polishing off a plate of beans on toast. Colleen comes through from the kitchen and hands him a mug of tea. She takes his plate and leaves him another plate. He sits up sharply and with an amazed expression examines the contents. A couple of Garibaldi biscuits. A poster above the bar in the Admiral Nelson. FA Cup, Stockport County versus Manchester United, third round. Hodge, Begsy and Daz are at the bar.
4-3-3, that is how you beat United. Attack them, you won't be expecting that.
Nah, we defend for our lives, then hit them on the counter, lone striker. Who's our best player for that, Daz?
Garibaldi. He's that Italian who's on loan from Salford.
That's Garofoli, your weapon.
Yeah.
You all right, Daz?
Yeah, never better. Tomorrow is going to be the greatest day of my life.
Hey, you'll get more spank than an MP in Soho.
It'll be a miracle if United don't put at least 10 goals past you.
But hey, why don't you come here to watch the massacre?
Nice and warm, you can have a pint and numb the pain. It's not the same as being there, Warren.
This is in HD.
I've just watched Titanic in HD. I thought I was on the friggin' boat. And it was so clear, I've now got a phobia of the other thingy.
What, Kate Winslet?
No, bloody icebergs. If I see an iceberg now, I shit me bloody self.
Hey, here he is. Come on, then. And see those golden tickets.
Right, there might be a slight problem with that.
They eye Glynn.
Go on.
I'm being serious. Dog ate him.
You ain't got a dog?
No, not mine. Tony's. I'm looking after the dog and his house while he's in Moscow on business. It wasn't my fault. I left him on the counter. Next thing I know, Napoleon's up there chewing on him.
Please say that you are lying, Glynn. Please.
No, it might just be a case of, you know, sticking them back together.
Shredded tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, don't worry. We can still use these.
At a bloody wedding!
Begsy tosses them like confetti.
The biggest game in living memory. And we're not going.
Don't. I feel sick.
How many more times can I say I'm sorry?
100, at least. One for every pint you'll be buying to make up for this disaster.
All right then, boys. I suppose you'll be watching the match in here after all, eh? Don't worry, I'm going to reserve this table for you.
Oh, cheers, Warren.
No problem, young man. Five an entrance fee, by the way. Each.
Oh, looking on the bright side, I might be paying a tenner to get in, if tonight goes well.
I thought you were dressed up. You're wearing that shirt.
What shirt?
That shirt.
A date shirt. The kind of shirt that says I'm so comfortable in my masculinity. I can wear something only seen before on John Barryman.
So one then. Who is she? How do you meet her?
Her name's Natalie. And we met on a dating website. It's better than playing Lucky Dip in Smokies. They find out how compatible you are. We're 86%. We both love Chinese. I'm going to take her to Mr. Wong's.
Yeah? Well, she was a photo.
She hasn't sent one. Sod off. Just because she hasn't put a photo up does not mean that she is a minger.
No, she might be spotty and ugly.
What if she's a bloke?
You're going for the Chinese with an ugly, spotty bloke.
I'll phone Colleen for advice then, shall I? Ask her how she copes sitting across a dining table from you.
Hey, listen. Colleen loves me. And I love Colleen. Which is why I'm going to ask her to marry me.
When did this happen?
Oh, the other night. I was just round her place watching the telly, right? She comes in with a cup of tea, and guess what? A Garibaldi. They're my favourite. My mammy used to buy me them whenever I needed cheering up.
Must have costed an absolute fortune.
Now here's Cola offering me the same thing. She loves me. She gets me. It's time. I'm going to ask her this weekend, right? County beat United, Toby Carver, eh? And Colleen says yes.
I can't believe it. What kind of sicko likes Garibaldi biscuits?
Hey!
Get up! No, you want me there?
Begsy and Hodge tickle Daz.
Don't you!
You big ticket loser.
They stop Glynn joining in. Glynn sips his pint glumly. A woman stands at the end of her garden path. A man pushes a woman on a handcart across a road junction, the exterior of the Royal Oak pub. Begsy comes into a Chinese restaurant, clutching a bunch of flowers.
Mr. Wong, good to see you, mate.
You owe me 2 toilet rolls.
What? No, I didn't take your toilet rolls, Mr. Wong.
Quilted, floral pattern, one previous owner, me.
Why would I steal your sodding bog rolls?
You tell me.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides.
Begsy notices 2 unglamorous women and 1 bloke all sitting alone at tables. An attractive blonde steps up behind him.
Is it Matthew?
Yes, I am definitely Matthew.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Matthew. I've just said that. You can call me Begsy.
Love that shirt.
He presents her with the flowers.
Thank you.
She smiles. Daz walks up outside Colleen's house and knocks on the door. Bev opens up wearing a rabbit suit. She does a twirl.
I'm wearing a onesie.
Well, I can see that, Bev.
Colleen's not in.
No, I know. I just spoke to her before.
As he makes to come in, she shuts the door and he bangs his head on it. They go on up to Colleen's room.
You shouldn't really be in here, Daz. Not when Cole's out.
Where does she keep her jewellery?
Are you stealing from her?
Why would I steal from my own girlfriend?
Gambling debts, kleptomania. I will call the police. I could recognise you in a lineup.
I'm not stealing from her. I'm going to ask her to marry me. Shh, you can't say anything. You've got to keep this a secret.
No problem. Cole entrusts me with all her secrets. I even know where she hides a diary.
Daz frowns.
Well, I want to surprise her with a ring, but I don't know her ring size, so where does she keep her jewellery?
2nd drawer. So romantic. Someone wants to surprise me with an engagement ring. A noble and handsome prince. It was in a story I wrote. He saved me from an ice dragon. Do you want to read it?
No, maybe some other time, eh?
So what ring are you buying?
An engagement ring.
No, what kind, what sort of cut, how many carats, what colour gold?
Well, gold, isn't it?
There's white gold, yellow gold, rose gold.
Which one would Colleen like?
Not sure. But there might be something in her diary.
At the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, so Andy buggered off to Australia and I was left bringing up Luca on my own.
You're kidding? My ex, Mandy. She ran off to Australia.
You're joking?
It's like we've had parallel lives.
Synchronicity.
How old's Luca? Please, don't say 11. That's the same as Mike Kelly. Sod 86% compatibility. We're looking at 100%. Although I'm sure you'll find something about me that you hate.
Haven't so far.
Okay. All right then. Let's see. I prefer red wine to white.
So do I.
I have to sleep on the right-hand side of the bed.
I'm a lefty.
Okay, now this will do it. I love football. And I'm not just talking general bloke liking football. It is an essential part of my life.
I'm going to the match tomorrow.
They high five.
Are you?
No, long story. I've got a mate who's an idiot. Do you think we'll win?
I reckon we'll smash him. Shut their gobby fans up good and proper.
They clink glasses. Kath.
I just hope I look that good when I'm 80. Yeah, see you tomorrow.
She sits beside Hodge on the sofa.
Did you get all that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just watching this documentary. The boy with the wrong eyebrows.
Great arty jeans, hips cleared up, so we're having a birthday party tomorrow after all.
Esteban has got a rare genetic disorder, so the hairs grow too fast. He can't ride a bike or...
Oh, tomorrow? Great Auntie Jean's 80th birthday party is tomorrow. No, we're not going. County play United tomorrow for the first time in years. Auntie Jean can sod right off with a birthday party.
Hodge!
I am not missing the match. End of.
You don't have to. The party's earlier. Auntie Jean wants it done, everyone gone, so she can watch Columbo in the afternoon.
Selfish old bat.
Oi! You'll go in and you'll be polite.
Fine, but I don't like her. She looks down her nose at me.
Not anymore. She's got curvature of the spine.
Bev and Daz look at Colleen's diary.
I knew she didn't like that incredible old biscuit bottle I bought her for last Christmas.
There's nothing about gold, though.
Will you help me choose one? No, one that she likes.
A biscuit barrel?
An engagement ring.
Oh, what's in it for me?
You'd be allowed to the wedding?
Cats the Musical.
What?
Cats, the musical. It's a musical about cats. Buy me a ticket and I'll help you choose the ring of Cole's dreams.
No, I'm not going to buy you a ticket.
Buy the wrong ring, you'll break her heart.
All right, fine, fine.
Everything all right?
Oh, everything's fine, Colleen. Everything's just fine.
Looking suspicious, Colleen goes through to the kitchen. Begsy walks with Natalie.
Hey, I've got something for you.
All right.
She produces a loo roll from her handbag.
Well, he was giving you such a hard time about it. What a knob.
I know.
So here we are.
Right. So.
Do you want to come in for a coffee?
He nods.
Yes, please.
Natalie leads the way up her front path. Begsy notices a Man U Till We Die poster on the wall, a glory, glory Man United flag, and two Man U garden gnomes.
You come in.
Yeah.
There's more Man U decor inside. 1-0
down and
Man United with
a bit of... Hiya. I'm Carl, Nat's dad. You must be Matthew.
Extra time. Hiya. Yeah.
Come in. Make yourself comfy.
You're a United fan then?
Yeah, we all are in this house, lad. Cutters. We all bleed red.
Well, that is the colour of blood.
I know.
Do you mind if I just use your toilet?
Clutching the toilet roll she gave him, he ducks into the loo, which is also Man U themed. He lifts the loo seat and finds it has a picture of Eric Cantona on it. Horrified, he recoils and flees downstairs.
Hey, see?
He stops.
Oh, it's not you. It's Sir Alex.
He dashes out of the house. Daz and Bev arrive at a jeweller's shop.
These places are designed to rip you off, so follow my lead.
Looking unsure, Daz follows her into the shop.
Hiya, we're looking for an engagement ring.
I'm getting married.
We are, to each other.
Right, well, this selection is very good for those on a budget.
Budget? Are you saying my Daz is a cheapskate?
No,
Daz loves me. Tell her how you proposed to me. Oh, Tracy, you haven't lived till you've heard this.
My name's not Tracy.
It was at a party, wasn't it? And that's about it, really.
No, it isn't. It was a toga party. Daz went down on one knee, and lo, he dropped my engagement ring into a glass of top-of-the-range champagne, not Carver, champagne, and in the background, Coldplay was playing. Four lovely boys were inviting them to the wedding.
Your ring?
Temporary ring. Haribo ended up swallowing it, which is why we want a good one today.
Well, this is our medium price range. There we go.
That's a nice one.
Isn't it?
I hate it.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
You buy me that, I won't actually go through with the wedding. Go and get the good ones.
The assistant smiles awkwardly and goes. Glyn and Julie are at Tony's house.
You sure your boss won't mind us being here?
He won't know, will he? Ta-da!
Isn't this nice, eh? Hmm? You want to start closing them gates, though? I thought you said your boss had enemies.
No, it's just paranoid. Anyway, we've got Napoleon to protect us.
Ain't he the one that bit Pegsy on the bum?
Yeah, but he's a changed dog. I've trained him. What? Napoleon? Cossacks! Huh? See? Well, me and you have got a weekend of romance.
Apart from you nipping to the pub to watch your precious football match.
Yeah, you don't mind, do you?
No, it'll give me time to prepare dinner because I am cooking us something very special. Ain't no bacon.
They kiss.
I don't mind him. He just thinks you're attacking me.
Napoleon's a Doberman. They kiss again. But Auntie Jean's...
Rufus, behave!
Oh, she was that worried about the leak. But I said, Auntie Jean, Cass Hodge is a plumber. I mean, why fork out all that money when I'm sure he'll do it as part of your present? You don't mind, do you, Hodge?
No, of course I don't. Love working for now on my day off.
Rufus kicks him.
Rufus!
You're right.
He's all right. Rufus, stop it or I'll call the police!
Hodge gives Cath an exasperated look. She goes after Shona.
What colour eyeshadow have you got on Auntie Cath?
Pacific blue. Do you like it?
Nah, makes you look like Avatar.
Oh, ignore her, Cath. She's like this all the time now.
Like what? At least I'm not running around like I've got mentals.
Molly thinks Rufus has ODD. Oppositional Defiant Disorder. I tell her it's just hijinks. You were exactly the same at his age.
No, I wasn't. I never set the shed on fire.
Ow, you suck!
Rufus!
She shouts at him instead of calmly talking and trying to establish reasonable behaviour parameters.
Right.
Even though she's mad at him, she takes it out on me.
I know what she's like. And you know you can always stay with me and your Uncle Hodge any time, don't you?
Today?
Let it go, Rufus. Let go of it, Rufus. I am not messing this time.
Ask your mum.
Bexy has dinner with his mum and Beryl.
So what if she was Man United? Hardly makes her a bad person, does it?
Debatable.
Which Man City fans you got to watch out for? And cheat at cards.
I think I'm just destined to be on my own.
Well, you will be if you keep being so picky. Everyone's got faults.
True Alex supporters, very poor drivers.
I don't want to make another mistake, another Monday.
So you're just going to be lonely for the rest of your days, then?
Aston Villa fans, don't pay the tax.
Stockport fans, bloody idiots. No, what you need is intervention, assistance. What you need is a fairy godmother.
Sheffield Wednesday fans, terrible in bed.
Begsy and his mum exchange a look. In the jeweller's, Daz pays for the ring.
I didn't think I'd be paying so much.
I got Tracy to give us a 5% discount, and aren't I worth it?
Did you want the box for it?
No, we'll be fine.
Yes, I want the box. Yeah, I need the box. Right, hand it over.
Thought you'd be more grateful of my help.
I am, Bev, and I'll buy you tickets for Cats.
You don't have to. If I can keep this on a bit more. Just for a bit longer. I like how it looks, how it makes me feel.
No, it's Colleen's.
Not yet it isn't.
No, I'm going to give it to her after football. You know, at Toby Carvery's before we have our pudding.
Then I'll keep it safe while you watch the football. It could fall out of your pocket while you're celebrating a goal.
There's not much chance of that, is there? Give me the ring.
No! Else I'll tell Col you read a diary.
No, hang on, you mean you do. Give me the ring, Beverly.
Our first row.
The assistant forces a smile. Hodge and Kath.
He'll just be Molly, just for the weekend.
What about the football?
No, you'll have to forfeit that to spend time with your niece. I'm joking. Come on, it'll be good for her, good for us too. See how we cope, if we ever decide we do want kids.
Ask Kath. Mum says okay.
Well, that's settled then. Uncle Hodge can go to the football and we'll do something else. That is, if you don't want to watch the match too.
You're joking. Football's pathetic.
She's got a point.
So, if I'm stopping at yours, can I choose what we eat?
Yeah, of course.
And what to drink?
Don't see why not.
Bacardi Breezes.
Oh, maybe not Bacardi Breezes.
Well, we can discuss that. And can I go to bed when I want?
We can discuss that.
Hodge stares after Molly with a troubled expression.
We've decided. I don't want kids.
Bev's still wearing the engagement ring.
Right. Just until I get back from the match and then you give it right back, OK?
She stares at it.
OK.
She nods.
That's quite an idea.
She hides it behind her back as Colleen comes in.
This is turning into a habit. You do know when you come to see me, I have to actually be in the house.
Daz and Bev share a smile.
Hi, babe.
He gives her a kiss and goes. Colleen eyes Bev, who smiles goofily.
What's up with you? You've been sniffing that marker pen again. Have you been to the centre?
Uh-huh.
Daz said he was going there earlier.
Don't know what you're on about.
On about? I'm just saying. Did you see him?
No. And stop being so suspicious, else you lose him. You've got a good one there, Col. Cherish him.
She goes upstairs, taking care to keep her left hand concealed. Colleen looks suspicious. In the Admiral Nelson, Warren struggles with the TV projector screen.
Come on!
Oh, we're having a right to do. He can't get his flap down. Nightmare.
Too bloody right, it's a nightmare. Oh, hey, Warren! Want to be able to see the top of their heads?
I'm doing the best I can, aren't I, you gang of gobshites? Can you do any better?
Shall I get a white sheet?
You can get the cavalry if you want!
Linda, hurry up, the match starts in about 20 minutes.
Daz, get up there and give him an hand.
TV's your business, go on.
Daz walks over to Warren.
Go on, Daz, give it a good yank!
The screen collapses.
You shithead! Do you know how much that cost? Oh, look! It's lifting bloody pizza! Look at it! Bloody shit, I must go!
What are we gonna do now?
I couldn't find a sheet, but I've got me white mat!
That wouldn't cover my arse!
Who's got the biggest telly?
No, you haven't. Not this weekend, anyway.
Hodge points at Glynn. They all look at him.
Piss off! No, absolutely not.
Yeah, come on. Tony's telly's massive, and he's got a pool.
And he's my boss. And if he catches people in the house, I'm going to get killed. Plus, Julie is there slaving over a romantic dinner for two people.
Oh, I see.
It's not going to happen.
It is going to happen. It is not up for discussion. You still owe us for losing the tickets.
Glynn looks round at his three friends and reluctantly concedes.
Fine, all right, but you're getting kicked out as soon as he blows that final whistle.
They down their drinks and get up from the table. Glynn turns to Warren.
How much of that did you hear?
Hear you what?
Glenn leans in close, gives Warren a hard stare and wags a warning finger, then marches off. Warren smiles to himself. At Tony's, Julie is icing some heart-shaped buns as Glenn and the others march in.
Will you relax, Glenn? No one followed this.
Ooh, Julie, they look nice.
Glenn, this telly's massive.
But hey,
game on.
Daz eats one of the buns. Julie looks at Glenn.
I'm sorry. The screen was busting the Nelson, so...
This is supposed to be our weekend, Glenn, you know, our secret nest.
But it still is. You know, it's only 90 minutes. Okay. It's more near 105, actually, what with half-time, and then you got injury time. Just give me 1 second.
The boys cower from Napoleon.
He remembers us!
Napoleon, out!
Napoleon leaves the boys alone. Glenn hears a noise outside. He runs to the French windows and sees the garden and the pool are full of people.
I knew it.
Daz's mum and Beryl.
Hello, love. Thanks for the invite. What? Haven't you done well for yourself? Who'd have thought a chauffeuring had paid so well?
No, it's not my house. I'm just dog sitting.
Wasn't your Jason arrested for that?
No, that were dogging.
To Warren.
What are you playing? Oh, don't panic. They've only just kicked off, haven't they? I'll soon have this set up. You can have your lager.
I don't want my lager. I want you lot to piss off.
Oh, that's typical of you, isn't it? You get all this bloody money, the first thing you do is abandon your bloody mates, isn't it?
It's not my place, Warren.
But what about your social conscience? Don't forget the little man on your rise to the top. Do you know what? You're getting on my bloody nerves, you. You're making me piss boil. Go on. Sod off. Oh, hey, by the way, get us a bucket of ice, will you? Napoleon!
Glenn runs off after Napoleon. Back inside, he's with Hodge.
He'll be fine in there. Just come and enjoy the game.
Tony's gonna kill me.
Glenn, calm down, dear, and repeat after me. He is not going to find out.
Tony's girlfriend Zoe comes in.
But his girlfriend might. Hi, Zoe.
What's going on here?
Funny story, actually. I'm going to get everybody out. Where's Tony?
To quote the Beatles, back in the USSR. At least as far as I know.
Didn't you go with him?
Have you been to Moscow?
He's never been to Matlock.
She smiles.
Don't just stand there looking gorgeous. Get us a drink. Game's on. Come on, County!
Oh, no.
Go to the pub after?
Yeah, why not? We'll get a few bottles of wine down the local, then maybe go on to a late bar.
Really?
No, not really. Your mum would flip like a gymnast.
Actually, I could murder a drink.
We might go to a beer garden. Might. And you can have crisps and pop.
I'm mature enough to drink.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
To Colleen.
You all right, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm just being silly. I'm adding one and one together and coming up with... Daz and Bev.
Daz and Bev?
I can't put my finger on it. He's coming round when I'm not there, and then I walk in, and him and Bev, they both look guilty.
But I thought Daz hated Bev.
He does.
Well, there you go, then. Nothing to worry about.
Unless that's the perfect cover. If I was cheating on someone, and I didn't want anybody else to know, I'd say I hated him.
Colleen looks alarmed at Tony's house.
Well, we did all right, didn't we?
Glenn, we lost 5-1.
Begsy's mum.
You two look good together.
Like William and Kate.
This is her fella's house. You reckon I could compete with all this?
Giving up before you started again, I see.
Typical Stockport fam.
Right, that's it, everybody. Do your talking while you're walking, please. You've had your becks, now shift your kecks. Thank you.
Oh, let him stay. I'm not out.
No, we've run out of booze.
Well, thank Jesus, Mary, and Mungo, I turned up.
Beth, what are you doing here?
You tagged a Facebook photo of you and Hodge's arse celebrating a goal. After that, I just followed me nose.
Oh, right. Well, now that you're here, give me the ring back.
Slow down, Mr. Fox. I've only just got here. And I've got my party boots on. Oi, Judy Finnegan, take our picture.
Bev drapes an arm around Daz, showing off the ring as Beryl takes a snap. Begsy looks at a bottle of champagne in the well-stocked cellar as Zoe comes in.
I see you found my secret stash.
So what else have you got hiding away?
Oh, well, all sorts of goodies.
What exactly does your Tony do?
My heading.
She opens the champagne.
Looks like I'm about to pop my cork.
Although I wouldn't let your fella hear you say that. From what I hear, Russian roulette would be less dangerous than messing with him.
Don't he's possessive. And violent.
You like excitement, then?
I guess I'm just not a takeaway in front of reruns of Bullseye kind of girl.
So what are you, then?
I'm a trophy girlfriend what's losing a shine.
Nah. You support County. You're not all bad.
All that glitters is not gold.
Well, maybe you're not being looked after properly.
They eye each other hungrily. Colleen has the photo of Daz and Bev together.
Bev uploaded it to Facebook 5 minutes ago. Title, The Happy Couple.
Bloody hell.
They're at a party.
I'm sure there's a simple explanation. Yeah.
So what is it?
Kath looks baffled and shakes her head.
Get your coat, Molly. We're going to a party.
Yes! Can I have a drink?
No.
Then I'm not going.
Kath looks exasperated.
Okay. You can have one sip of one drink. But I'm holding the glass.
But Tony's glin is frantically clearing up when his mobile rings.
Tony. Turn the music off.
Where's the music coming from?
He scuttles into the hall.
Tony, how's Moscow? Music? What?
Oh, that music, yeah, that's your bloody neighbours, that is.
Yeah, I've told them. I've said, can you keep it down? They don't. Napoleon is champion. Yeah, he's fit as a butcher's.
Yeah, he's running around. Oh, he's happy as Larry. No, I'm looking at him now.
Napoleon's motionless with an open bottle of pills beside him.
Tony, I'm just going into a tunnel. I think I'm gonna...
The dog looks dead.
No. No, 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 no!
He calls down to Hodge and Daz.
Napoleon's dead.
Zoe and Begsy.
I think, when you get to your mid-30s, I don't know, you just get used to being a bit fed up.
You shouldn't know. Look at you, you're amazing.
Sometimes I look in that mirror and the drag queen looks back.
Do you want to get to 40 and have regrets? I don't. I'm not going to settle for second best anymore. Not after Mandy.
Maybe I'm not as brave as you.
I don't believe that for a second. Anyway, 40's a long way off.
You say the sweetest things.
They're in a hot tub sipping the champagne.
Looks like I'm just a glass half empty kind of gal. Sad, isn't it?
I think I can sort that out.
Oh, yeah. I bet you could.
He tops her glass up. She sips it and some dribbles down her chin. They eye each other lustily, then start kissing passionately. Glyn, Daz and Hodge look at Napoleon lying motionless on a bed surrounded by pills.
How did this happen?
Oh, he's killed himself. Next, I'll have the sleeping pills.
How many beers have you had? Dogs don't kill themselves.
Suicide note.
I've had enough of the way you treat me. This is goodbye.
What a drama queen.
Reality check. Dogs can't write.
I've never seen one.
Look, what are we going to do?
Certainly can't punctuate as well as that.
Bev comes in.
Oh, my God, who's murdered this dog?
It wasn't murder. It wasn't suicide. It's just necked a load of those sleeping tablets.
Reads like suicide to me.
Dogs can't write.
Animals are clever. Monkeys can fly spaceships.
But what are we going to do? I can't bring a dog back to life, can I?
Can you do voodoo?
No.
Then no, you can't. We should bury him. Or did he want cremating?
Glenn, do you know if Mad Tony's got any glacé cherries? I'm going to make a cocktail.
Yeah, I'm a bit busy at the moment, Warren.
Is it dead?
No, Warren. We're getting ready to show at Crufts.
The dog ate these tablets, Warren.
It might just be in a coma. Come on, boy. Come on. Fetch. Doesn't seem to want to know, does he? Hey, you stay away from the bright lights, son. Okay, Glenn, about them cherries, if you could get them down to me.
What's going on?
Where have you been?
In the kitchen trying to prepare a meal, but when you hear people screaming, the dog's dead, curiosity gets the better of you. Oh, poor thing. Can you give a dog the kiss of life?
Give it the kiss of life, Glenn.
Go on.
Oof.
Glenn goes downstairs to get the door.
Look, the party's over, so you can just...
Where are they?
Who?
Daz and Bev.
Oh, they're upstairs.
Colleen, Kath and Molly march in. Molly spots a half-drunk alco-pop and immediately gets stuck in. Kath and Colleen go up to the bedroom.
Hello, Gaz. Bev, great party.
Is that dog dead?
What kind of party is it? An engagement party.
Happy couple? I've got 3.5 ex-boyfriends on Facebook. I just wanted to make them jealous.
Right. I've had enough of you. Ring now.
It is your ring.
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's your ring.
Bev regards the ring covetously as Daz goes down on one knee in front of Colleen.
Colleen. Will you do me the honour of becoming my wife?
You're kidding me.
What?
It's been on her finger all day. We're in some stranger's bedroom. There's a dead dog on the bed.
I know. It's not exactly our plan.
So can I have it back? I'll pay for it.
No.
It's mine. I chose it. It should be mine.
Watch it. I think she's going to do a golem. Yep. Told you.
Bev swallows the ring and goes. Daz and Colleen run out after her, passing Glynn on his way in.
Hey, Tony. Yeah, no, it wasn't a tunnel. You are. Hey, that's great you've come back early. Manchester Airport, yeah. No, not a problem. I'll be there as quick as I can.
He hangs up.
Help me.
In Tony's kitchen.
I say, we do a runner.
Let's blame it on that Zoe.
Tony left me in charge, didn't he? I've ruined his house and killed his dog. What am I going
to
do?
You could try tidying up.
Whoa, let's not lose our heads.
Right, call him. Tell him the car's on the blink. You'll pick him up later.
Yes. Then that'll give us a bit of time to get everyone out and tidy up and then bring the dog back to life.
Right, just ring him, darling, eh? Because you're wasting time.
Hodge to Kath.
What have you done with Molly?
Oh, Christ.
Hodge looks in the basement.
Molly? Molly, you in here?
Zoe and Begsy.
What are you doing in here?
With her?
You are needed upstairs. The house needs cleaning. Daz has proposed to clean, but better swallowed the ring. My niece is missing. The dog is dead! But it's left a suicide note.
Hodge goes. They look bemused.
Did he just say the dog's left a suicide note?
Bloody thing. Must have found mine.
Right. What?
Don't worry, it was ages back when I were upset. Much more upset than usual.
They start snogging again.
Oh, and one other thing, most relevant considering the...
Hodge points at both of them.
Tony's on his way back here.
He makes a so-there-you-go gesture and leaves. Zoe and Begsy immediately start snogging again. Kath finds Molly throwing up in a bowl beside Warren.
Oh, she's fine. She's been necking anything she could get her hands on. Lager, wine, anything. So I offered to make her a special cocktail just for herself.
You did what?
Rum, whiskey, Tabasco, milk, any crap I could get hold of. It's an old landlord's trick for underage drinkers. She won't touch another drink for 4 or 5 years. I've done you a favour here.
All right, sweetheart.
I don't think I like drinking, Auntie Kat.
Kath mouths thank you to Warren.
Yeah, okay, no problem, Tony. All right, bye. He wants to know what's wrong with the car. He's getting a taxi.
How long does that give us?
Half an hour, maybe less.
Right, where does he keep the rubbish bags?
You are a beautiful woman.
There's no time for that now, Glynn. We've got your balls to save.
They get busy. Outside by the pool, Daz is performing the Heimlich manoeuvre on Bev, trying to get her to cough up the ring. A dubious-looking Colleen watches. Eventually, Bev coughs the ring up. Daz takes it. Bev goes over to Colleen.
You're right, Bev. Have you swallowed anything else? Necklaces, brooches, a car?
I'm sorry, Carl. I saw red. But being part of a couple, choosing a ring together, felt great.
Yeah, but think how much better it's going to feel when you get to do that with your own real boyfriend.
Do you think I'll get one?
Absolutely. But you've got to stop acting like a fruitcake around men.
I'll try. I'm going to sit over there by that stone frog.
As she wanders over to the frog on the lawn, Daz presents the ring to Colleen. She looks at it and frowns.
You haven't even washed it. How far down a gullet did it go?
He quickly rinses the ring in the pool, then holds it out to Colleen once again. She smiles and takes it.
I'll say this for Bev. She's got good taste.
So you do like it?
It's beautiful.
So is that a yes?
What's brought this on, Daz? Last week you were questioning the longevity of our relationship because I threw your tatty boxers out.
Because they were my lucky pair.
They had more holes than Blackburn, Lancashire.
And now you're proposing? What's changed?
It's because I realised that you're the one. I like what I like, and I like you.
He regards her sincerely, and she smiles.
So what's your answer? Oi! Can you come and give us a hand? He's in a cab on his way back. You out!
Daz gestures just a minute to Colleen and goes. Warren and the other guests clear up. One fishes a patio chair out of the pool. In the kitchen, Julie and Glynn fill empty champagne bottles with water from the tap.
Right, this ain't gonna work, Glynn. And you've still got Napoleon's grave to dig as well?
Oh, you're right. I'll get on that now.
Glynn, is this mad Tony about 6 foot? Has a wild expression like this?
Yeah, that's him, why?
He just pulled up in a cab outside.
Oh, shit. Shit, he's here. Okay, okay, okay.
Just pulled up in a taxi.
Get out of the back.
Where's Begsy?
The last time I saw him, he was in a hot tub with Zoe.
What?
Has Bev gone? Has Warren gone?
Is he still in there?
Just go.
Glynn, wait.
He turns back to Julie.
There's a crisp in your hair.
She removes it.
Good luck.
He gives her a kiss. She disappears back into the kitchen and Glynn steals himself before going out of the front door. In slow motion, he runs towards the front gates.
Tony! Don't you Tony me. Now, what's wrong with the Lexus?
I won't start.
And the Audi?
Same.
What's going on, Glynn?
It's nothing. There's nothing going on.
Napoleon! Where's Napoleon?
Glynn points inside.
Tony?
Napoleon!
Tony! It's quite a funny answer. Well, it's not, but Tony. Napoleon's dead!
Napoleon runs outside.
Dead? Dead. Happy to see you. Oh, no. He's missed you. I've missed you. Have you missed him? He's an alive dog. He is not a dead dog.
Why would Napoleon be dead?
Hey, yeah, well, that's a good question, isn't it? Why would Napoleon be dead? No, it's not as if he's eating a load of sleeping pills, is it? Scared me, falling asleep, me thinking he was dead. He wouldn't do that. Rambling. Am I rambling? I'm rambling.
Are you okay, Glenn?
Yes. No. It's a bit light-headed.
I hope the house is just how I left it.
Tony steps inside.
Oh, so do I.
Tony stands in the hall looking around as Glynn brings his bags in behind him.
So, why are you back early, Tom?
Financial director I was supposed to be meeting fell out of a 10-story window yesterday.
Oh, tragic.
That's Moscow.
Well, you've looked after this place, it seems.
Have I? I have, yeah. Everything's just as you left it.
What's got into Napoleon?
Oh, he's happy to be alive. To see you. He's happy to see you.
Tony spots the foil sleeve from the neck of a champagne bottle. He holds it up.
This is off one of my champagne bottles.
He's a bad dog.
Down in the basement, Zoe and Begsy are still snogging in the hot tub as Daz and Hodge look on.
I said, Begsy, take your time. Got all day.
You'll call me, won't you? Mm. If there's any trouble.
Right. Now, go.
There's only one bottle, Tom. One bottle.
That's him. He's coming. Just get back. Back. How do we get out of here?
You can't.
Hide. Just hide.
Begsy, Hodge and Daz run around in a panic.
Where?
Tony and Glynn come in.
Yeah, and of course I'm going to replace it, Tom, you know.
The spa room seems completely empty. Satisfied, Tony leaves.
Okay, yeah.
Daz, Begsy, Hodge and Zoe surface in the hot tub.
That is it! I am never watching a football again!
Let's get the girls! Let's get out!
Sodden, they climb out of the tub and listen at the door.
He's gone!
They open the door and find Tony wielding a kendo sword.
You're right, love. I was just having a soak. With 3 blocks.
Kath, Colleen and Julie eavesdrop.
Lift your feet up, lads, while you've still got them.
The girls flee as Tony marches the guys out.
Will you explain everything, Tony?
Actually, we can't.
I left my house in your care.
Just let him go, Tony.
Be quiet. I'll deal with you later. But first, I'm going to demonstrate what damage I can do to you with this weapon.
Yeah? Well, you'll have to get through me first.
Okay.
Begsy nods to Hodge, who reluctantly steps forward.
Me?
All right.
And I'm getting some new mates.
What, you think I can't handle four?
I'm sure you can. But what about eight of us? You'll have to get through us as well.
Get that off!
Make us. You're going down. You're going right down like Chinatown.
All right, Meryl, calm down.
Are there any more of you people in here?
Warren.
All right, Matt, Tony. It's a lovely downstairs toilet you've got there, mate. But I'd leave it for 5 minutes before you visited if I was you.
And listen, take it easy on the lads, will you? They've had a really rough day today. County got stuffed. 5-1. I was going to watch the highlights later. I've been avoiding the score all day.
Are you a United fan?
Yes, I am.
Figures. So, what's it going to be, Tony? Are you going to let Paul Glynn go? Are you going to take all of us on? You see, we're not like you. Living in your nice house, behind your high walls, with all your ill-gotten money.
Except Hodge. He's a plumber.
We haven't got as much as you, but what we do have is each other. We're a family. Not through blood, but a family nevertheless. Which means we stick together!
Yeah.
They all cower from Tony.
Leave everyone alone, you prat!
Get back here now!
Honestly, mate, you're acting like my little brother. Shouting, threatening, running around with weapons. Have you been tested for personality disorders and stuff?
Me? I'm fine. I'm normal.
Don't look normal, living in a house full of weapons. I reckon it points to underlining fears and problems probably stemming from an unhappy childhood.
Tony looks over at Zoe, who shifts uneasily. Molly steps forward and rests a hand on Tony's arm.
Did your dad not show enough love to you when you were little?
You leave my dad out of this. Get out! Everybody, get out!
Tony dissolves in tears.
Get out! Get out! Leave me alone!
Quick, before he changes his bloody mind!
Sorry about that, you know. But it'll take you for a nice slap up my heels to apologise.
I don't think you will. You've just lost your job. Come on, I'll get us some nice fish and chips, eh?
Yeah.
It was really brave of you to support Glynn back there. I didn't know you had it in you.
He's a mate, innit? What else could I do?
You're not so bad, are you? Which is why...
Colleen shows she's wearing the ring.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
He kisses her.
So what swayed it?
He shrugs.
What's made you realise that I am the one?
It was her.
He pulls out a Garibaldi biscuit.
What's this?
A Garibaldi biscuit?
Yeah, you gave it to me with a brew, you know, a couple of days ago.
And you've kept it?
Yeah. This Garibaldi told me that you know how I tick. This Garibaldi told me that you're the one for me.
So it's a talking Garibaldi biscuit?
Come on, Megsy lad.
Plenty of fish in the hot tub.
Can we get a hot
tub? Keep walking.
Zoe runs out of the house after Begsy.
Begsy!
What are you doing?
He's kicked me out. Result!
If that is a result.
Yes, that is most definitely a result. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, you have to stay at mine now, aren't you?
I'm dead messy.
I'm a good cleaner.
We hardly know each other.
We'll have to stay up all night gabbing then, won't we?
Your mates will hate me.
Nah. You support County. It's all good.
Come on, come on!
They all walk out together through Tony's wrought iron front gate. Tony sits cooling his heels in his swimming pool. Bev comes over and sits beside him.
Do you like cats?
More of a dog person.
Nobody's perfect.
He looks round at her. No animals were harmed in the making of this programme. ITFC audio description.